welcome back to the program on a Friday. Coming to you live from the Lighthouse, the Neurological Rehabilitation Center, just outside of Traverse City, Kingsley area here. Also has a facility in Caro. As we continue our auto no-fault reality tour around the state, talking about the big changes to auto insurance here in the state, how it could impact you, my next guest knows firsthand what's possible in Michigan. Dr. Andrew Cole here, a board-certified physician. He's board-certified in physical medicine, rehab physician who works at Kalkaska's Memorial Healthcare in northern Michigan. That's part of the Munson Healthcare System. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
Now, you grew up in Minnesota and then spent a number of years in Montana, and you said, you know, the big change for you when you came to Michigan was there was almost no service available in Montana, but in Michigan, all sorts of things available. Two different worlds, you said.
Very much so, and that's one of my concerns with the shift here in Michigan with this new law.
Yeah, when you look at car accidents, and obviously you deal with people from those all the time, you know, broken bones and sutures and flesh wounds and soft tissue injuries, everybody understands those.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the injuries beyond that that they don't see, the closed head injury, the spinal, you know, compressions, the problems, the headaches, the long-term injuries. That's where you specialize, correct?
Correct. One of the things that people don't realize is that individuals, even though they look fine, can have significant issues. And in medicine, we call those patients the walking wounded because on the surface, everything looks fine, but they may not have good interactions and have issues, you know, keeping jobs, things like that. And that can be really difficult for people who...
Sure. Traumatic brain injury is one of the things that I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
The reason being is it might be mood, it might be emotion, but it could be behavioral issues that come from TBIs. And there's so many other things that can happen when you have somebody that has a severe head injury and they're recovering from it that I think that people just don't understand. And in Michigan, we had a chance to deal with those things until the changes in the insurance, correct?
Correct. In fact, that was one of the things that excited me so much about coming to Michigan and being a doctor that works with patients with brain injury was the resources we have. In Montana, where I came from, oftentimes what would happen is the patients would stay in the hospital literally because they had no place to go. They would be there for months at a time. And then you might have a 19-year-old going to a skilled nursing facility surrounded by other 60 to 80-year-old individuals and having behavioral issues, making it difficult for everybody. Here we have facilities, group homes, places that we can help continue to improve and then eventually get the people home to their family.
Give me, for people that don't understand the firsthand knowledge and experience that you have, explain to them, you know, a TBI patient and the things that they go through on a daily basis. Once they've survived the acute injuries and they've been transported to a facility like the Lighthouse or wherever they may end up, what are you dealing with?
So a lot of times you're dealing with people with physical deficits as well as cognitive deficits and then as you indicated, emotional deficits. So what does that mean? So that a picture of that might be someone who's broken vertebrae in their back, they've got back pain, have a hard time moving around, but then in addition to having that back pain, they have a hard time communicating their issues, so it can come out with behavioral. So they can act out. They can have aggression. And then with the brain injury, as I indicated, the walking wounded, again, inappropriate reactions. What I like to describe it is as the Sheldon Cooper, so to speak, from the Big Bang Theory, the person who just says what they think all the time.
Right.
And it can get you in a lot of trouble.
My father comes to mind. Yeah. Whatever it comes, there it is.
You know, yep.
No filter, which, you know, cute for my dad, but not cute. Like you say, you got a 19-year-old in a group home with a bunch of elderly people. Not so cute.
If
they've got anger issues or they act out because they act like they're seven, not good. So let me ask you on a serious note. Looking forward, the kind of care that was available to people in Michigan up until now doesn't look like it's going to be there anymore unless there's a dramatic change in Lansing. What does that concern you?
That scares me quite a bit. We really had some of the best care in the nation for people that had been injured with brain injury, and now we're regressing and becoming like everyone else. it's sad. I think there's going to be a lot of people that lose their jobs. in here that are in that service industry in terms of really helping those patients improve and get better. And quite frankly, it's not a cascade in the right direction.
Yeah, when you talk about a patient, if there were like accidents, one happened in Montana, one happened in Michigan, and the injuries were parallel, if you will. The outcomes for the person in Montana 10 years ago and the outcomes for the person in Michigan 10 years ago would have been wholly different.
Very much so. If you take a picture of that person here in Michigan, more than likely they're in a job, they're working, maybe they still have a little support. In Montana, they're, you know, they could be institutionalized in a skilled nursing facility and not really having a lot of quality of life.
Dr. Andrew Cole here, board-certified physical medicine and rehabilitation physician, works at Kalkaska Memorial Healthcare in northern Michigan. We're coming to you live from the Lighthouse Neurological Rehabilitation Center, which is just south of Traverse City in the Kingsley area, right here in the Grand Traverse area. What does it mean for you? You mentioned people losing their jobs. You said you came to Michigan. You were excited to be here, doctor, because you could, you know, treat patients the way you'd want to be treated yourself and the way they deserve to be treated. But what now, a year from now?
Oh, I'm hoping that some of these changes can still be overturned. You know, some stuff has gone into effect, but not everything. As I think you'll learn later from some of the other people, hospitals are going to take a huge hit on this. Some of the local businesses are going to. And the patients, you know, that's really what everyone is there for, or trying to help care for these people that have been injured. They're going to have the biggest hit. And it scares me. I don't really know what to expect, what version we'll have here, but it's not going to be the way it was, unfortunately.
Things are going to change, and that all starts July 1, 2020, when Michigan residents will be faced with the decision of having to select the level of coverage, personal injury protection coverage they want. Some of these options include completely opting out of electing coverage that caps out at 50 grand. I mean, and let's be honest, doctor, 50 grand doesn't get you far, does it?
No, that might get you the helicopter ride to the hospital, and that's about it, yeah, depending on where you're flying from.
Right. That might get you the ride to the hospital, and then you're on your own. And the problem is people will go bankrupt in the end. And yep. But more importantly than the financial consideration to me at that point is, you know, comparing the person that was in an accident in Michigan 10 years ago, has a job, has some possibilities, and people in Montana or Missouri or wherever else around the country, their options were a lot more. Yeah. Limited, to say the least. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I just want to urge you that when you are going to select your coverage, you do still have a choice. You can choose different levels of coverage of the PIP protection. I would urge you to choose the highest level. Do realize, though, in choosing that there's certain protections you still won't have. If you're a person on a bicycle, you're automatically capped at $250,000. If you're walking down the street and you're hit by someone else, you're still capped.
Yeah.
And
some of those protections just won't be there. Well, doctor, I appreciate the conversation. Dr. Andrew Cole, I wish you the best, and we'll see what happens as this story continues to play out between now and the 1st of July 2020. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
There you have it. If you want to share this interview and find out more, you can always go to stevegruber.com. That's stevegruber.com on the internet. Brand new website for you, by the way. So you can catch Dr. Cole there. My interview with the president this week and so much more at stevegruber.com. We'll be right back with Gene Scalia, son of the late Antonin Scalia, on the program right after this.
Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this state.